are about to hear a dramatic reading of a letter written by Helen to her parents during the Second World War. At the time of this writing in 1945, Helen is an American military nurse serving in a European hospital. In her letter, she mentions a French phrase she is hearing today over the radio. The English translation is, "The war in Germany ends." While this is not Helen's voice, of course, these are her words, written by her own hand. Relive this historic day in history as she begins in her own words.
May 7th, 1945. Dearest Mom and Pop, the day for which all the world has been waiting many long months has at last arrived. The church bells have been ringing for 15 minutes now. There is no display of emotion here. We have been watching an exciting game of softball between the Cooks team and a group of patients. Although the official announcement from the three powers has not yet come through, news commentators say that the agreement was signed at 2:30 a.m. today. The girls in an apartment across the yard from me have a canary in their window. The little bird is singing as if he knew it was all over. Tomorrow night, a group of six of us are going to Paris for 3 days. I phoned George last night to tell him that I would be there Wednesday, and he plans to meet me. He surprised me with the news of his promotion to captain. I'm so glad for him, because I'm sure that he has earned it. There is a French news broadcast on right now, and although I know very little French, there is no misunderstanding.
La guerre in Germanie a fini.
And the French people are so emotional and excitable. I was so in hopes that my package containing the robe would arrive before I leave for Paris, but unless it comes tomorrow, it will be too late for this trip.
Oh well.
I'll take it on the next one. Headquarters hopes to have all the nurses visit Paris, England, and the Riviera before we leave. Our mail service is pretty bad now. Local mail just isn't moving at all, but of course that is understandable when you realize how fast the infantry has been moving. I've had no word from Bill in over 3 weeks. He probably isn't getting any mail either.
Well,
I really feel that I may be back in the States within 2 years from the time I left. Maybe I'm all wrong, but it's awfully nice to think about. It keeps me happy. Nearly 3 months ago, one of our enlisted men had a dream about peace and made a bet with his fellow workers that the war would end May 7th. Tonight, he is richer by about $1,100.
Some bet, huh?
Last night, I got a package from a Hawaiian boy, a former patient. He is now in a general hospital in Tacoma, Washington. The gift is a grass skirt from Honolulu. He had his father send it to him. I surely had a lot of fun with it. Well, I wish that I could be a mouse and look in on any American city tonight. It is about noon at home, and I can just imagine what is going on. It must be a great relief to Bill and all his buddies to know that they need not fight the Germans any longer. I wonder how long it will be before I see Bill again. I should think that he has a good chance of going home, but he didn't seem to think so the last time he wrote. Time will tell. Work is very light now and getting easier every day. I'm getting wonderfully lazy and loving it.
Well,
I hope that this finds you all as happy and relieved as I am. Best wishes for a happy Mother's Day. Love to all. Helen.
Images of the three-page letter and a picture of Helen in her uniform has been generously provided from the Center for American War Letters Archives, Leatherby Libraries, at Chapman University. We are grateful to Chapman University for allowing us to share in Helen's exciting letter home as world history is being made in this month's Highlights of California Collections feature of the Friends of California Archives.